This program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Live from the Dave's Floor Sanding broadcast deck at the Minnesota State Fair, here's Peter McClellan on AM 1280, The Patriot.
And welcome to a very special edition of The Peter McClellan Show. Thanks for listening. We are normally found on the AM dial, 1570 at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. But we are here today live at the fair with The Patriot, 1280 The Patriot, a common sense station that focuses on good things. I'm honored to be here. I really am, genuinely. And a big question I have for our listening audience. We deal with a lot of small businesses on the Peter McClellan Show. We showcase small business continually. We believe that small business is absolutely the backbone of America. We believe that small business is the key to economic recovery. It's not stimulus. It's not government. We're not here to bash government or stimulus, but we're here to promote business. Business is a good thing. Profits are a good thing. I don't believe in the term excess profits. That's crazy when people talk like that. Anyway, but I want to pose the question. If you have a business, is your business struggling? Do you need to become more effective? Chances are you do. You know, it's a whole different environment than where we were 2 or 3 years ago. So we have, once again, a returning Klan member of the Peter McClellan Show, Klan with a C, and that is Jill Gibson Blythe. Jill, welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here, Jill. And I know you have helped our company quite a bit in terms of getting organized, working that database, so many things, you know, being able to communicate more effectively with your existing clients. So tell us, why do you see what you do is so vital at this juncture in time with the economy so challenged?
Oh, I think it's a fabulous question, and I think a lot of companies are struggling, especially small to medium-sized companies. Long ago, for the last 30 years, salespeople could literally follow up with a sale, kind of in a lukewarm situation, they'd land the sale and they'd make their commission. With this economy in front of us, you really have to work and scratch for every sale that you have coming through the door. It is not like shooting fish in a barrel anymore.
No, it's not. And I have heard it said that in all walks of life, we've had all kinds of businesses on the show, many people will say just that. They've worked maybe twice or three times as hard to generate the same volume of activity, and maybe even a lesser amount of activity. So being more effective, how do you help people become more effective?
Well, what you do is you end up tracking all of your relationship on that sale, working and nurturing that relationship so that when it's time for that customer to finally buy from you, then you'll know when their budget is releasing the purse strings, or you'll know when they're bringing on the new people that they can afford. And at that point, they're going to need your services.
Yep. Yep.
But if you aren't tracking that, you won't know it, and you're going to be leaving money on the table. You're going to miss opportunity.
Oh, boy. How painful that is in an economy like this. You can't afford that. You just can't.
Not anymore.
No. And I can tell you that just, you know, am I the most techie guy? No, I'm not. That's why we have people like you and Kevin Ballinger that helps, you know, keeps the computer running well. But I do want to say that to me, in my business, contacting clients about things that are important to them, it's so cool to be able to bring up that client file and see previous notes or even on the calendar to see something that's happening in their life that could be big. Maybe it's the sale of a home, or maybe it's their retirement date and they want to know when to roll over their plan. So again, my day job is a financial advisor. I'm not a radio talk show host by trade, though I don't know. Lately, I'm having so much fun with it. I might have to switch gears, but nevertheless, Jill, it is a good thing to have that organization, because let's face it, most people, if they're good salespeople, it's not an uncommon thing to be a little bit ADD, where you kind of lose track, you get distracted, and yet you provide a strategy, a system, a way of continuing to keep that business moving in a positive direction, organized.
Well, and that's very true, and I think we need to back up one step. I think a lot of the small to medium-sized companies have been, over the last several years, flying by the seat of their pants, and really what I'm talking about is a business process. Mm. That's where, if you don't have good process, especially in this economy, to be able to follow up and deliver and measure your your ROI.
Right.
You know, how much marketing money can you now spend? It's not as much as before.
That's
how
right.
much money can you give for bonuses?
Right.
Not as much as before. You've got to be able to track everything now.
Wow. So what happens? Let's talk about this back up. You said back up. Let's back up on this. What happens if you're not tracking?
If you're not tracking, again, like I was saying earlier, you are literally leaving money on the table, or you're starting a bonfire in the backyard with money.
Yikes.
You're burning money.
That's a horrifying thought.
it's the raw truth in this economy.
I mean, that's what the government does. We don't want to do that. Right?
That's true.
It is true. They want to take, you know, punish people who've been profitable. How absurd. Anyway, so tell us, you have an event coming up, too, that you want to encourage people to attend. It's an event for business people?
Oh, actually, what I've done, and again, I love the education, especially mm-hmm. reaching out to small to medium-sized company to show them how to do more with less.
Okay.
If you go out to www.meetup.com/multiply-your-ROI, there are several events about business process, contact management approaches, e-marketing, the nuts and bolts of effective marketing, and these are all free here in the Twin Cities.
So again, you're referring to increasing your return on investment.
Absolutely.
So that's ROI if you weren't aware of it. But how vital is that? You need to know what's working and what isn't working. Right?
Exactly. And then on top of it, there's also webinars. If you're not here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, there are webinars you can attend for free online to see the same kind of message.
So what are you seeing with business these days? I mean, obviously, it is more of a challenge. That's the honest reality of the economy we're in. It's perhaps, I believe, the most challenged economy that this country has faced since the Great Depression.
I think the really smart, prudent people are the ones that are going to come out on top. They're the ones that are measuring twice and cutting once,
okay.
so to speak, in a
yep.
carpenter layman.
Yep.
Every dollar is reviewed. There's no more slush money or excess profit.
Right.
There's just not the money to try things anymore. What you're putting into place has to make you money, and it's got to be measurable.
Wow. So how do you, that's a pretty, you know, outrageous comment if you just took it at face value to say that there's no more slush money. Every dollar has to count. So how does somebody, if they're going to hire you for what you do, how are they going to know that there's going to be a return of investment on that?
Well, that's a beautiful question, because what we do is we first talk about business process. That's mm-hmm. the cornerstone or the foundation of any company. When you get that structure solid, then you bring into tools that allow you to measure behavior in the company, like how many calls are your salespeople making every week? How many deals are closing every week? Having the reporting or the tools available at a glance to see that, yes, indeed, things are getting better. And that's what my company does, is we come in, we look at business process, help you define that, strengthen it, and then put tools into place to measure it.
Wow, that's wonderful. I mean, I could use your system more effectively, and we're working on it, we're getting there.
I know you are.
You
yep.
know we are. It's worthwhile, because it is. It's so vital to use it effectively and be as effective as you can. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I mean, I'm just asking you that question to interview you, but I really do think for many companies, it's the difference between keeping their doors open and closing those doors if they're not paying attention, if they're not making every dollar count. And that's what you have to do in a tough environment like this.
Well, and again, back to the environment that's at hand, you really do have to watch everything you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, but the people that take the risks or don't have the measurements in place are wasting money.
Wow.
And they will ultimately fold.
Yikes. That's scary. That's a scary proposition. It really is. And that's unfortunately what's happening. What we see happening is lots of people closing doors.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, on the flip side, as you're measuring, my company itself, I mean, I'm bringing on 3 new consultants in this environment.
Mm.
And again, because we're being prudent, because we have measurements, because we have systems, we
right.
are able to teach others to do the same.
Right. You can see what's needed and emphasize the areas where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck. That makes so much sense. You are listening to a special edition of the Peter McClellan Show on business. No, it's on 1280 The Patriot, normally found on business 1570 at 4 o'clock, other side of the AM dial, but it's a sister station. And the station does share the same bunker, they call it, but it's a great place. We appreciate 1280 The Patriot, this opportunity to be on. I love this station. I really do. I find there's such common sense. There's people on this that get business, that understand business, that think having profits in your business is actually a good thing and not something that should be taken from you. And so I can't help but wax a little more political, because the gloves are off. the DFL's across the street. Well, we're over here, and it's a free country, and, you know, God bless you over there. But we really believe business is a good thing. Business is the backbone of this country. And we want to be pro-business, and we don't need government loans. We need people like Jill Gibson-Blythe to help us get organized, track our business, monitor what's going on, and make intelligent decisions with our business. That's what makes business grow. That's what we have to be focused on, not holding our breath and waiting for somebody to come along and give us a loan. To do what? I mean, if you're not organized, even if you got a loan, you'd probably, you know, what are you going to do with it? You'll go broke like everybody else would. Anyway, once again, we are going to be back. And unfortunately, when we come back, those of you that don't know Angus, you're in for a treat. Watch it, Peter. We'll be kind to Angus. He's coming up in a few minutes, so stay tuned.
Live from the Dave's Floor Sanding Broadcast Deck at the Minnesota State Fair, here's Peter McClellan on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Now it's time for another nagging Scottish moment. Take it away, Peter, you nag. Hey, thanks, laddie. Here's a nagging moment for you. If the axe is dull, its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. Do you feel like you're spinning your wheels in your business, not getting where you need to be getting? You know, from time to time, we all need to take a step back and see what's really going on in our businesses. Are we communicating with our clients? Are we doing the things we need to be doing? Are we taking full advantage of opportunities to develop new business? So, Peter, what's with this axe analogy here? I mean, come on now. When's the last time you swung an axe? Hey, listen, Mr. Scottish macho man. Are you swinging an axe every day or what? No, but I just wanted to see if you even knew what an axe was. Well, my point here, laddie, is that business, like many things in life, from time to time can be incredibly difficult. Sometimes, you know, we get a little bit worn out. We might be working as hard as we possibly can. We get exhausted, and honestly, maybe even a bit dull. And when we're dull, it's harder. It's just more difficult to get the things done that we need to get done. So, Mr. Lumberjack, what's your point? Well, my point is this. Services like Jill Gibson-Blythe's that helps businesses to sharpen their axe, that's what's going to make the difference in this economy. You know, will everything be easier the second you talk with Jill? No, not right away. But if you sharpen that axe and skillfully use the tools that she helps you for business development and for maintaining that existing book of business, you're going to be in a much better place in no time at all. And, you know, to use the analogy of the axe, a sharpened axe allows you to get things done more smoothly. Less swings. If you think about cutting a tree down, it's less swings. When that axe is sharp, the tree goes down with a lot less effort. Peter, it sounds like you're promoting smarter work, not necessarily harder work. Is that true? Well, I am, Angus, and that's exactly it. Even if after sharpening your axe, you're still having to exert that extra strength, well, that's part of being in a troubled economy. This is the most troubled economy we've had in our lifetimes. And so you have to increase your odds of success by being smart. So, Peter, where is the tie back to your world of financial planning and investing? Well, I think of it this way. You know, there's a very significant tie back to planning and investing. Let's face it. These past few years have left many people not only less wealthy, but a bit discouraged. And, you know, if we're really honest, a lot of us are facing that. While we can't go back and erase what happened to this economy in 2008 and the craziness that led up to it, we can learn going forward to do more sharpening of our plan, so to speak, sharpening our axe, and to move forward with greater, in my world, financial stability. That's what I'm promoting. That's the axe sharpening I'm talking about. Will it happen overnight? No, nothing of value does. But I can tell you this, it's worth the sharpening. You know, it won't be, but, you know, but greater financial success for many people individually, it's a good thing. That's what we have to work on. So don't lose heart. Yes, it is scary times. And we can't depend on the government. We have to depend on our own intellect. We have to hire people like Jill to help us organize our business make it work, make it move forward, and do that. Well, Peter, you know, I don't know what I can say here, but it is a bloody scary time, you ask me. It's very scary. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't have a magic bullet for anybody. I know I don't. I realize that. But I do want to say this. Common sense is a good thing. It wasn't common sense that people were going so deeply into debt years ago. Businesses, our country, corporations, it's not wise. Individuals, you know, it's not good. Let's sharpen the axe by getting out of debt, moving forward. Life holds no guarantees, except when you're talking to us at the 401k Latte Company, that's what we do. We help people with their finances. I can guarantee you this, and compliance goes nuts when I say guarantee. I can guarantee you a fresh cup of coffee at the 401k Latte Company. You can reach us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. I want to encourage you to invest in a conversation about what it means to sharpen your axe, what it means to make your financial world more stable going forward. And remember, in November, we get an opportunity to vote for people who could possibly sharpen the axe when it comes to the government, this bloated, ever-growing government. The government budget needs to be cut down. The folks across the street, God bless them, they're looking at trying to raise taxes in an environment like this. That is absolutely the last thing we should do. That's not common sense. It might sound like a good idea, but it's not a good idea. The country's going broke. We can't afford to raise taxes on businesses right now. Please don't do that. And anyway, I want to encourage you, you know, this is important this November. You have to vote for people. And I'll say in both parties, we want fiscal responsibility across the map. I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, Independent. We want common sense. We want people who are pro-business. Our economy needs jobs, not more government jobs, real jobs done by real people who don't think profits deserve to be punished. Very well, Peter. I'd say I need to get going now. Maggie wants a pork chop on a stick. I'd better leave. We're here at the fair, you know. I've got to get going. Well, cheerio, Angus. Cheerio, Peter. See you later, Jill. All right, we are back with Jill Gibson-Blythe, and we're talking at the fair live about getting that business more effective. Don't depend on the government. Depend on wise counsel if you're going to wage war. And business today is war. So tell us about that, Jill. How can we get more effective?
I think you've got a very good point. You really have to take this on as a tactical approach on how you're going to run your business. I was a little more negative earlier in the show about how you have to watch every dollar. But on the other hand, what I love about the fact of small to medium-sized companies is they're more agile. They can actually build relationship structures with other companies, other individuals. So it's relationship networking so that when you buy, like for instance, you and I, Peter, are friends. You know that if you call me up and you want to talk about your son going to college, we're chatting about this.
Sure.
But unbeknownst to you, when I finish that conversation, that's going into my ACT database software so that I remember that your son just went off to college and had a graduation party.
Right.
I may follow up with you in 6 weeks to say, how was that party or how's your son doing over at XYZ College?
And I would think, oh my goodness, what a memory she has.
Exactly.
This lady is sharp.
Well, what it is I'm making you a value.
Right.
That's where that relationship structure is so important nowadays. You just can't glad hand, shake a hand, grab a business card, and then follow up in 4 weeks and expect a sale.
Yeah.
You really have to talk to those people and really build that relationship.
And that's what I love about ACT, is that those notes that I take after meetings with clients, and it might be about a grandson going off to college, it might be about something, maybe even a sadness in their life, something that's not a good thing. But if you can look at that note before you go into the next meeting with them, 6 months later, 90 days later, a year later, whatever it is, you're in much better shape to be able to carry on a conversation that's meaningful for them.
Absolutely.
And that's not manipulative. That's just honest. You have to stay organized. I can't remember what I talked about yesterday. So
right, you have to be genuine.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't fake that.
No,
but
no,
there's
you
no
cannot.
Way you can remember everything.
Right, you can't. You can't. Otherwise, you become political, and I don't want to be political about it, but I do want to say I am pro-business. I love that 1280 The Patriot has us on. The Peter McClellan Show, normally heard on Business 1570 on the AM dial. We're here tonight on 1280 The Patriot. Proud to be here. Proud to be a patriot. Proud to say I love America, and I want America to be great again. Let's make that happen. Let's talk to small businesses about that, growing our country again. It's not going to happen with the government. The government can't do it. We are the people. So you got to hire people like Jill. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation.
Live from the Dave's Floor Sanding Broadcast Deck at the Minnesota State Fair, here's Peter McClellan on AM 1280, The Patriot.
And welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show. Indeed, a special edition of the Peter McClellan Show. As I said before, we are normally heard every day during the week, 4 to 5 on 1570, the business station. And that's where we are. So I'm delighted to be here on The Patriot. The Patriot is a bastion of common sense, of good thinking, of what matters and what's important in this country. And so I'm really honored to be here. I'm thankful to be here. And that sweet spot where we're talking about business and politics is today we're talking about how to get that business growing more effectively. These are hard times, and we do have to become very, very focused if we're going to grow the business, if we're going to keep the doors open. And I want to just say we are on this show. We're privileged to have people like Jill Gibson Blythe to come on the show and talk about ways that businesses can grow. And that's what we're showcasing. The Peter McClellan Show is all about the backbone of our country. It's all about underscoring the value of small business, underscoring what small business can bring, the kind of value it can bring to other people. And so, Jill, you obviously do a lot of training. You work with the name of your company, Soft Tech Solutions, right? So, is that mic on? I'm not sure it is. Not sure. But anyway, tell us again, what's the name of your company?
Soft Tech Solutions, LLC.
All righty. Well, we had a mic die out on us there, but that's okay. We'll keep going. And Jill has helped our firm. She helps small businesses we're good. All right. She helps small businesses get organized, grow their business, maintain contacts, and do wonderful things, especially now. Tell us the thing I'm excited about. You're helping us get going with, you know, more of the, we're moving into the 90s as a company, doing e-blasts.
Right, exactly.
And how are you helping companies with that?
Well, let's also talk about something a little bit bigger. Again, okay. We were talking about with companies and every dollar matters.
Yep.
Imagine being able to go to a seminar, a webinar, or a demonstration for free and walk away with some ideas, some tools in your toolbox to take back so you can be creative but financially responsible.
Sounds like you got a seminar coming up.
I have several, actually. I actually put this out on something called meetup.com.
Okay.
And the meetup group is called Multiply Your ROI. And you will find several live demonstrations if you're here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area that you can attend for free. But there's also several webinars that people nationwide can attend for free to see how to use e-marketing solutions, e-blasts, drip campaigns, and all of this makes you more effective reaching people.
This sounds terribly practical. Shouldn't we just hope that they pass this business thing to the small business community, this loan that they're talking about?
Don't get laughing here. Yeah,
no,
we'll,
I know
we'll
we're
keep
not.
Smiling, yeah.
We're not. No, we don't. You know, in fact, it's loans that are killing the country. And I want to encourage you, if you're a small business, it's better to grow small, take baby steps than to go into debt. If the government offers you a loan and you're a small business, don't take it. That's my opinion on it. Why have that hook, that burden on your head? I mean, the reality is, and this is not my thinking, this goes down for generations. When we're in debt, we become slaves to the lenders. And that's not a good principle to operate your business. You are putting yourself under unnecessary pressure. So I said that facetiously. I don't think we should go into debt as small businesses. I think we should look to grow our business where it is and have an honest conversation. Now, I've heard it said, Jill, that all change begins by telling the truth. And you have to take the truth. Where is your business? What's working? What isn't working? And that's what I see the value of what you're doing is you're taking a business right where it is, not pie in the sky, but right where it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and saying, this is what you got good, this is what you have that needs to be improved upon, and you can help them get organized, help them go forward.
I smile when you say that because, you know, there's certain topics you don't talk about between married couples. Well, as far as business owners, one of the topics that I find such resistance with is discovering and discussing their current business process.
Right.
No one wants to show anything that looks weak or broken or non-existent. And so they keep saying everything's fine, but the problem is you can't build using tools on a weak process because the tool will fail,
right.
You've wasted money, and you're back to square one.
Yeah, no, you absolutely have to have that. That makes so much sense to me. But it's sad that you have to, I mean, people have to be transparent. You got to be honest. You have to tell the truth. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very true.
And that, if you're not doing that, that's yikes. So tell us your contact information real quick.
It'd be Jill Gibson Blythe at SoftTechSolutionsLLC.com, and there's one T in SoftTech. Or you can go out to meetup.com/multiplyyourROI site and reach me either way.
Wonderful. You're listening to a special edition of the Peter McClellan Show on 1280 The Patriot. Glad to be here. Thankful to be here. Normally we are heard, as I've said, weekdays 4 to 5 on 1570, AM 1570, Twin Cities Business Radio. But today it's 1280 The Patriot, Common Sense Radio. And happy to be here. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jill Gibson Blythe about making that business effective. You want stimulus? This is stimulus, not government. It's going to be us, the people, making it happen, growing our business with common sense. It's a good thing. Stay tuned.
Live from the Dave's Floor Sanding Broadcast Deck at the Minnesota State Fair, here's Peter McClellan on AM 1280, The Patriot.
And welcome back to this special edition of the Peter McClellan Show on 1280 The Patriot. I am delighted to be here. I can't say it enough. I really love this station. I am thankful to have an opportunity to be here. Normally, we are on at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, weekdays, Monday through Friday, on Business 1570, Twin Cities Business Radio. And so to be on The Patriot, what a privilege. It's an honor. And I love the common sense on this. And I love the common sense that we're hearing today with our special guest, Jill Gibson Blythe. She is a Peter McClellan returning Klan member guest, and Klan with a C. So put the stones down. We're correct. And anyway, but Jill, we're talking about growing businesses. And that's a pretty outrageous thing to say in an economy like this. But that's what you're doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, my big thing is I always make sure when I'm working with a customer or a company that even though we're putting in the tools and we've defined the process, there's always that last phase of let's monitor and check, you know, do a pulse check.
Right.
Are we on the right track? Do we have to change the process? Do we have to tweak the tool to check and track more data on the customer to really be able to close that ultimate sale or deepen that relationship? And it's a full circle kind of approach. It's not just buy a tool and it's going to solve your problems.
Right.
You're going to have a huge failure rate if you just buy a tool based on its functionality. You have to understand how it's going to better your business.
Right. Yeah, it's like using a cell phone as a paperweight.
Absolutely.
You know, no, it can do a lot more than that these days. You know, very expensive paperweight. But no, on a serious note, a lot of business activity goes on, and I think for a lot of good salespeople, not having that extra layer of visibility of seeing where the business is, what needs to be followed up on. I know, you know, again, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm a little bit ADD. I can get distracted. And from one day to the next, I'm meeting with clients. It's very easy to let some vital things slip by me.
It's
true. Can't imagine not having a calendar, a database that's tied to what's really going on in the business.
Right. Well, you have to think about it as your second brain or your right hand, because you cannot remember everything.
Right.
And you cannot forget certain appointments. You cannot forget an appointment in 6 months or a callback. You know, your yearly follow-up with a customer, that's a huge relationship piece. And a lot of times, if you don't call somebody back, they don't think you care. They're going to start shopping around to look for somebody else in your business.
That's right. That's right. You want to be competitive.
Absolutely.
You need to be competitive in this economy if you're a growing business or a business that wants to grow. Never mind just surviving. We want to thrive. You know, it's a good thing. And I want to encourage you, if you are a small business that needs to get more organized, even a larger business, Jill is someone who can provide wonderful counsel about keeping that business moving forward, making it effective, making those communications, you know, visible for your staff to see and to grow. You know, focus on the key things that are important on a day-to-day business basis. Very easy to get sidetracked and not see what's vital.
It's very, very true. And the other part that I wanted to make is when I work with customers and we are partnered in growing their business, after 90 to 120 days of consistent checkpoints, we are seeing growth. We are seeing increased sales. We are seeing increased activity with customers. This is all measurable. And I have to say, it's been a rude awakening for some older salespeople in companies, because they've never been monitored. They've never had accountability. And now with a tool in place, the upper management or owners are now seeing how many calls they are making or not making.
Could be a bump on the log.
A little bit. You know, their reputation has been carrying them, and now they have to truly sell.
Right.
They're not just making a few phone calls and then playing golf.
But let's be honest. Even the person that maybe has been floating, can that person really feel good about what they're doing if they're not working hard?
I think if they can, I don't think they can. I think the problem is the veil is lifting. But I think once they realize that the tools in place to help them sell more actually make their job easier.
Absolutely. And who doesn't want to sell more and be more productive and help serve more people? If you believe in what you're serving or selling, I think they're one and the same, selling, serving. I think it's if you're doing the right thing for the right reasons. It troubles me. I read this the other day and it just floored me. I was stunned. It said something about the effect that small businesses are just waiting for the government to give small business loans. And I'm thinking, no, we're not. Where do they come up with this stuff?
I'm in agreement with you, Peter. Absolutely.
Where does that come from? I mean, I don't want to get political intentionally, but when I hear you talk about somebody getting more focused, somebody getting really rolling up their sleeves, getting back to work, and work is not a curse, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an affront to me that the idea with this article was saying that we're somehow waiting at the government's door, just saying, oh, please help us. We need you to give us some money. We need you to lend us some. No, we don't need government. We need less government. We need to make sure that we are growing our businesses. And that I'll go ahead and say it. Let's cut taxes, not raise them. Why on earth would we raise taxes in an environment like this? It's crazy to me.
I'm with you on that, Peter. I really am.
Well,
how much more can we afford?
We can't. But again, I hear in your voice the things you're talking about when leadership in a company has the data they need to make intelligent decisions. But there's work in that. There's work in creating that data. There's work in maintaining it. There's work in making wise decisions.
And that's reviewing that data.
Yes,
absolutely.
And that's what makes business grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, can we get a government handout? There's something seriously wrong with that mindset that would think that way. And I want to encourage people. In the last hour, we were privileged to have Karen Kadzik with. She helps people develop a plan to get back in the workforce and to get going in their business. And I just think that's the backbone. And it's refreshing to have you here in this hour because you're dealing with established businesses that maybe have plateaued. Maybe they're really feeling the effects of this troubled economy, and they maybe need that shot in the arm to take their business to the next level.
Right.
And I think, as I said before, all change begins by telling the truth. You have to say, where are we? Where do we want to go? And be honest about where you are, what's working, what isn't working.
Right.
We don't do that. We're just kidding ourselves.
And that's just it. You're costing yourself money. I mean,
absolutely.
You're hurting yourself by not being honest.
And we're not the government. We can't print money. Well, you can do it, but you go to jail. We should put some people in jail that want to print money. Are you listening, Ben? Anyway, you are listening to a special edition of the Peter McClellan Show, normally found on Business 1570. Today, it's 1280 The Patriot. Delighted to be here. I love this station. If you've not listened to 1280, you're missing something. You're missing common sense in Minnesota. This is about common sense. And today we're focused on helping people grow that business. That's what the Peter McClellan Show does. We showcase small businesses like Jill's business. Want to encourage you to give Jill a call. Real quick, your contact information again, Jill?
www.softtechsolutionsllc.com, 612-309-5709.
Wonderful. Or if you've got that 401k that needs to be rolled over, we have a company called the 401k Latte Company. We'll offer you a good cup of coffee and help you roll that thing over. So we'll talk to you. We'll be back. After the break, we're not done yet, right? Okay, good. Stay tuned.
Live from the Dave's Floor Sanding Broadcast Deck at the Minnesota State Fair, here's Peter McClellan on AM 1280, The Patriot.
And welcome back to this special edition of the Peter McClellan Show. If you've never heard the show, you got to tune in sometime. We're all about growing small businesses. And I am a financial advisor, and that's my day job. And I have something to say about helping people, small businesses. I'm the host most times, and I'm interviewing people, helping them communicate effectively about their business, as we are today with Jill. So Jill Gibson-Blythe, and she is somebody who helps businesses get organized and effective. And if there ever has been a time in our economy, in our nation's history, when businesses are literally in the fight of their lives, it's today. We have to be effective. We have to be mindful of what is going on in our business if we want to grow it effectively. So, Jill, what would you add to that?
Well, I want to make one point. If you're a small to medium-sized company, are you at a point where you're ready to stop using your data to just look up a phone number or to review an address? Are you ready to make that the most valuable piece of your company by understanding how to leverage it to go deeper with your customers to ultimately close more sales and to make more money?
And that's what you do in these seminars as well, right?
Absolutely.
That's some of the information that people would take away?
Absolutely. If you go to meetup.com/multiply your ROI, there are many free seminars you can attend if you're in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, or there are online webinars that you can attend that are nationwide.
Wow, that's wonderful. See, I honestly believe that from time to time, all of us people in business, we hit a ceiling of complexity. We get a certain level of activity going, a certain, you know, rhythm, and we don't break through it if we're not careful. And I'm all about wanting to see people break through to new levels of success to not only, you know, survive this economy, but to thrive in it. And there are opportunities to thrive.
Absolutely.
I've had various people on that you included, that your business is doing well, perhaps as a result of the economy being turned on its head.
It is, and I'm positioning myself so when the economy does come around, I'm making sure to position myself to have even more people in my company to be able to help other companies be successful.
Okay, did you hear that, business owners? Are you doing what you just said? Are you positioning yourself? Because at some point, as much as I believe we still have some very hard times ahead in this country, at some point, the economy is going to turn. At some point, we're going to have growth. Is your business poised to capture that growth? Are you doing that? Are you doing wise things? Are you getting wise counsel? And that's what having Jill in your life can do. So one more time, Jill, your contact information?
www.softtechsolutionsllc.com, 612-309-5709.
Give her a call. Get to one of her seminars. And the seminar's free, right?
They're all free.
Why would you not? I mean, what have you done lately to take the business to a new level, to challenge your thinking about how you're managing that and growing that company? Jill, it's been an absolute pleasure
to have you
again on the Peter McClellan Show on 1280 The Patriot. Not ashamed to be on this station, I tell you. I love this station, and I am thankful to have had the opportunity as well. You've been listening to it. And again, Peter McClellan, you can reach me at 952-882-0400. I am the owner of the 401k Latte Company. Come in, have a cup of coffee. I can guarantee you the coffee's good. It's my guarantee I could make, but I'll make it. Thanks for listening.